You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Woohoo!
Thanks, Doc, and a number one song from 1961 to boot. Hey, welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 2002. This is issue number 204, and I'm your host, Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. My address is 706 Mackenzie Drive, that's spelled M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. You can contact me by telephone at 419-228-6223. The fax number is 419-221-1609. And the action line number is 419-224-1609. And that's for Musings to the Members. If you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. And the National Radio Club's website is appropriately at www.nrcdxas.org. Now, if you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, we sure hope you will, and you live in the United States of America, the cost is $28. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $32, and to Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address in Lima that I just mentioned. Well, I have to mention I have an apology to the members. It seems that I'm slipping a little bit, and I can't blame it on drinking because I don't drink. It seems that our January 2002 tape was labeled January 2001. Oops. And then the following month, I listed the issue as, I think, number 202, when in reality it should have been 203. So hopefully we'll get that all straight. Hey, speaking of getting stuff straight, here's Jerry Starr, and he's got a look at our AM switch column for the month of March. Jerry, take it away.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Only three editions of the Switch this month. We had to cut our deadline a little short since we're about ready to head to Florida for most of the month of February to engage in our NASCAR activities that we do every year. So here we go with AM Switch and reference number 529. These call interchanges, 620 KDBZ Portland, Oregon becomes KTLK. On 760 KTLK in Thornton, Colorado, they become KKZN. 1290 WCCC, there's a call that's been around forever in West Hartford, Connecticut. They are changing to WTMI. 1400 WDLL, Fort Payne, Alabama becomes WFPA. Memory serves me right, they are returning to a previous call there. 1480 KUPN in Mission, Kansas becomes KCZZ. 1510 WTCV in Laos, Puerto Rico becomes WSQD. 1580 WMTI Morovis, Puerto Rico becomes WTCV, but hold the phone. They already applied to change back to WMTI. We don't know for sure if WTCV ever even got used on the air. 1600 WKXF in Eminence, Kentucky becomes WTSZ. Two new stations were granted, 720 in DeWitt, New York, 2,500 watts day, 390 watts night, directional at night only. And on 1440 in Pocatello, Idaho, 2,500 watts day, 350 watts at night, separate patterns day and night. And one otherness item of interest, and this has already been discussed on the DX Audio Service, but to make it official, on 1390 KKSO, Des Moines, Iowa, that license has been canceled. The call has been deleted. The company continues to operate their 1700 kilohertz X-band station, KBGG. On to reference number 530, no call letter changes. As a matter of fact, you've heard all the call changes there will be this month. Applications for new stations, there were three, 750 in Fallon, Nevada, 1230 in Harriman, Tennessee, and 1340 in Welsh, West Virginia. The Harriman and Welsh stations are applications to replace stations which were previously there but became deleted over the years. And one new station was granted on 960 in Golden Gate, Florida, 250 watts day and night, non-directional. And moving finally to 531, no call letter changes. One application of interest. Normally we don't list applications for moving transmitter sites since there are so many of them, but this one's kind of interesting. And 1490 WGCH in Greenwich, Connecticut applies to relocate their transmitter and construct a new antenna tower, which will be only 74 feet tall. 74 feet, that's correct. There's probably more to that story. We'll find out and let you know. And one grant of interest on 1120 KLIM in Lyman, Colorado. They'll be moving their city of license to Security, Colorado, with 10,000 watts in the daytime, a mighty 6 watts at night, and a U4 antenna. That means separate patterns day and night. We can't imagine why you'd have to have a separate pattern for 6 watts at night, but evidently they will. We have not seen the engineering on that one yet. We'll also let you know if that, in fact, is the case or if it's another one of those famous FCC typos. And that will wrap up a rather short AM switch for this month. I'm sure we'll make up for it with a big one next time around. In a few days, we'll be heading to sunny Florida. But at the moment, through the magic of audio, we take you there even as we speak. Here's John Bucker.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry. We sure hope your trip to Florida for the auto races proved a refreshing break for you. And I can assure you it's refreshing to live down here as we do. Well, everybody, let's see. Today we're going to cover the entire 700 kilohertz frequency. And yes, I think we can do that in the allotted time because Fred is very generous that way sometimes. When you've only got a dozen stations, it really isn't too bad. You know, I took a look back through some of my older logbooks to trace the history of this channel. First of all, you may remember that there was an enormous change in dial assignments by the FCC that took place on March 29th, 1941, and most of the stations in the United States had to change where they appeared on the dial, but happily, stations below 740 on the dial were not affected. So my study of the 700 frequency this month was very simple. And in fact, WLW in Cincinnati was indeed the only station operating on 700 at that time, and it remained the only station on 700 until the middle 1970s. And then KBYR in Anchorage signed on. Really not much of a threat to WLW, I'd say. By 1983, though, there was another station, 25,000 watts in Winston, Oregon. They'd come on the air. And then a year later, there were 6 stations in all operating on 700, including the first station we're going to hear today. And the clear channel bubble had obviously burst. So let's get started. We'll turn on our radio just outside Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll spend the whole night finally getting a relatively clean ID from this first station about 15 to 18 miles away as we begin the March 2002 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Talk America Radio Network is your choice for live interactive talk radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. WCAT, Orange, Massachusetts.
It's going to be sunny in Orange, Massachusetts, with a high of 52 degrees.
I'm Dr. Derek DeSilva. The name of the program is Ask the Doctor.
Now, that's one of those stations, I should tell you, that broadcasts its ID normally as part of a network program. What I mean is the network lists all the stations on the network at one time. And frankly, I don't usually keep those in the collection. So I was blessed to find them giving an individual ID. And the weather report singling out Orange was a pleasant surprise, too. Well, now we're going to move down to Maryland. I've made a half dozen tapes of this station as we've motored up and down Interstate 95 the last 8 or 10 years, going through the Washington, D.C. area. The station is over toward Frederick, Maryland, actually, in a little town of Walkerstown. And this is the clearest one I have in the collection.
Stations, please identify yourselves. This is WWTL, AM 700, Walkersville, Maryland.
Most or all of their programming, by the way, on WWTL is from an overseas source, it appears to me. Frequently, I hear them broadcasting in a foreign language. And here is our first, and I believe our only, AM and FM combination on the 700 travelogue today.
station for today's Christian music, WIZD-FM 94.3, WGZS, AM 700, Abbeville, Dothan, The Rock.
I wonder who else remembers when Dothan, Alabama, tucked down in the southeast corner of Alabama, was slated to become an airline hub for at least one major airline. It didn't happen, at least it hasn't happened yet, I guess I should say. The interstate highway system around Dothan was built in a circle with that in mind. Well, okay, we normally travel to the north from our stops in Alabama each month, up through Tennessee and then up into Kentucky. Occasionally we go into West Virginia. And then into Ohio. Bingo.
Slow down, it's slick out there.
U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. At the tone, Eastern Daylight Time. 7 hours, 0 minutes, exactly.
Wow, you need new windshield wipers, don't you? These are the days you find out. And then on sunny days when you should... Yeah, never mind. I know we always forget. 7 o'clock at the home of the Reds. 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
700 WLW News.
You're listening to 50,000 watt clear channel WLW, Cincinnati.
The following program is sponsored by the Lutheran Hour. What a fine signal they have from that tower up in Mason, Ohio. We've really talked about it enough on the travelogue at one time or another, so let's just agree that I should spend 15 to 20 minutes on WLW, the nation's station, and then move on, but we're not going to do that. We're just going to move to the west. In fact, we'll go to the Houston metropolitan area, and a northern suburb is known as Tomball.
KGBT Stereo 700, Tomball, Houston, and all up and down the great Texas Gulf Coast.
And here's an update on that station after they changed call letters recently.
Super Talk Radio, KSEV, AM 700, Tomball, Houston. We're wound up, revved up, and ready to go for yet another excursion into broadcast excellence. Hosted by me, Rush Limbaugh. From the Limbaugh Institute for Advanced Conservative Studies, on today's program, an animal rights update.
We move on now to Utah, home of the Winter Olympics last month. Now, any of you who tuned into the Olympic Games in February may have come away with the magnificence of the stately Wasatch Mountains. Linda and I were there on two occasions. My fondest memory was to see the bell inside the Mormon churchyard. The bell, you hear the one you hear every hour on the hour when KSL gives its ID. But while we were there, among other things, while parked in that multi-level parking facility just down the street, I taped this very strong signal coming in from the north at 700 on the dial.
You are listening to KFAM, North Salt Lake City, at AM 700.
Checking on the weather for this evening. Look for fair weather through tonight. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow with a slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Less than 20% chance tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. Beautiful and rugged country out there. Of course, with every step we take to the north and west from Salt Lake City, we leave Cincinnati further and further behind. So any remaining restrictions on daytime or skywave interference gets less and less. In fact, as we move into the Pacific time zone, the main problems these fellas have are keeping clear of strong signals both at 690 and at 710. Let's start in California.
KBRG Soledad. Se enorgullece en presentar solo música de Fonovisa a cambio de una cuota promocional.
La mera, mera música de fe.
As we travel up the Pacific Rim states, we stop in Oregon for a moment, and we find these fellows are fired up at 25,000 watts, as I mentioned at the beginning.
That's just during the daytime hours, by the way. We also noticed that the station in Soledad is KVRG, the what you just heard, and this one you're about to hear is KGRV. And don't you hate it when they do that?
A family favorite, KGRV, Winston Roseburg.
Family News in Focus is brought to you in part by Gary Hill, attorney at law in Roseburg.
It's 12 noon.
This is Family News in Focus. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a case involving the question of when life begins.
Incidentally, I should correct an impression I left you with. The station in Oregon, this KGRV, is not daytime only. They have 500-watt authority at night, at the present time anyway. Now, this next station, and Jerry Starr, please take note along with me. The City of License is spelled N-E-W-P-O-R-T. But I'll tell you, I wouldn't have got the pronunciation right. Listen.
Minutes and 12 seconds or whatever it is there of Alabama and a Dixieland delight. Hot country hits KMJY. Fort Washington, Old Town, Priest River, and Blanchard, Idaho. It's now 8 a.m. time for CNN Radio News.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm John Litz.
Newport? Newport? Is it like LaPorte in Indiana? Newport? Anyway. Our final stop on today's trip across the country takes us to the 49th state of our union. And two things about this upcoming ID. First, I love the slogan the gal kind of throws in after the ID. It sounds like it may be part of the same tape. I don't know. And then, of course, the first item of news. We don't often bring you the first item of news, but we were in Alaska the week that this whole case developed.
This is Alaska's best 10,000-watt clear channel. Talk 700 news and sports. KBYR, Anchorage, Kenai, and the Mathew Valley. Yes, it's finally here. Summer vacation, yay! And of course, we live in the best place in the world to enjoy summer, don't we?
CBS News, this is Doug Poling. In Los Angeles, prosecutors have charged former football star O.J. Simpson with the brutal Sunday night murders of his ex-wife Nicole and the male friend, 25-year-old Ronald Goldman.
Well, that's what we have for you at 700 on the dial. Now, if you want to reach me, you can send mail to me. My name is John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R. I live in Florida. My street address is 1811 Fort Duquesne Drive. That's D-U-Q-U-E-S-N-A, Duquesne Drive. Sun City Center, Florida, 33573. And email is very welcome at W-A-2-W-E-N, that's N as in November, at Juno, J-U-N-O, .com. Now, just before going, we have just a moment. I am the first to admit that about four of those stations that we have on tape for 700, the sound quality is rotten. Two of them I recorded myself, and I won't mention the other two people who recorded them with, you know, rotten sound. I don't know how that happened, so forgive me. But I want to try something else. We had sound from every single transmitter in the United States operating at 700 on the dial, as of today anyway, and I like to be able to do that. Now, I'm looking ahead to 710 on the dial, because we'll start that at least for the April edition. And we'll be putting the April tape together for Fred, probably about the first week of March. So this may be a little too rushed for you. But let me tell you the three stations that we don't have on tape right at the moment. The first is in Black Canyon City, Arizona, KUET. We went near there. I don't have an ID. I don't recall exactly why I didn't get an ID from them. Probably my fault, though. Second in Mississippi is Eupora, W-E-P-A. We don't have that on tape either. Mississippi is a state that I have not spent enough time in. And the third one is the updated call sign in Smyrna, Tennessee, WFCM. I don't have WFCM on tape. Now, just looking ahead to 720, there's only one station there that I don't have on tape that broadcasts in the United States, and that is WSIV in East Syracuse. In fact, I'm not convinced that they're on 720 yet. They may be. I have them at 1540, but I don't have them at 720. So if you live in East Syracuse or near there, just tune down and let's find out what's going on. Hey, I've had a ball being with you today. It's time to go up to Nashua, New Hampshire.
We're going the distance on the DX Audio Service.
Hello, DXers. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest. The Canadian Maritime Provinces are among the most wanted targets of AM broadcast DXers. Newfoundland, Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick present some of the most challenging domestic DX, especially for those in the western half of the United States, where nothing short of a 2,000-foot beverage antenna aimed directly at the target and some luck are required. Many radio stations from the Canadian Maritimes are being received over long distances. Here are some potential targets, beginning with Newfoundland. Radio Newfoundland, CJYQ St. John's, is the province's most powerful station at night, broadcasting with 25,000 watts. However, the CJYQ signal is beamed north to Labrador and beyond, as are many Newfoundland AM radio stations, leaving little in the direction of the United States. One of the best targets from this province might be CBN St. John's on 640 kilohertz with 10,000 watts omnidirectional, broadcasting CBC, Radio 1, national and local programs. Another CBC Radio 1 outlet, CBT Grand Falls, Newfoundland at 540 kilohertz, also has a 10,000 watt omnidirectional signal, but isn't heard over long distances as often. There's a third CBC Radio 1 station that's often heard, though. It's on a directional signal, CBGY Bonavista Bay, Newfoundland, at 750 on your radio dial. One thing to remember, though, Newfoundland is in a time zone of its own, 1.5 hours ahead of Eastern Time, with the top of the hour occurring at the bottom of the hour for the rest of us. However, when Newfoundland's CBC Radio 1 stations are on the national network, they are on the same schedule as the Atlantic time zone provinces. But when carrying local programs, listen for the signature CBC Radio 1 music going into news at the bottom of the hour, and you'll know you got them.
The time now is 7 o'clock on the island, 6:30 in Labrador.
CBC Morning News, I'm Giles Penning.
You can also listen for Newfoundland and Labrador weather after the CBC News.
Now for Labrador, there's a wind chill warning, of course, for various areas of Labrador. Fernand de Hopedale, Churchill Falls, Lab City, Wabush, and you're going to see wind chills of about minus 50.
One more potential target.
You're listening to the VOCM radio service, Newfoundland's own. VOCM, First News.
CHCM, Marystown, Newfoundland at 740 kilohertz, relaying 590 VOCM is a good one to try for. Reported regularly by DXers in places like Ohio, Virginia, Ontario, and beyond.
Now's the time for
the remaining provinces are in the Atlantic time zone, 1 hour ahead of Eastern Time. Prince Edward Island offers only two AM radio stations, CFCY at 6:30 and CHTN at 720 kilohertz, both from Charlottetown. 6:30 CFCY plays country music. Here's CFCY with interference from WPRO Providence, Rhode Island.
Broadcasting from the Charlottetown waterfront to Atlantic Canada, this is
Good evening, back with more of the island
special favorites here on Plains Arkansas.
The comfortable chair, inch of light, with the information continuing
right here.
And the WTRO News
station
at 4 o'clock.
720 CHTN is your best bet for Prince Edward Island. For the most part, the only domestic interference will be from Chicago and Las Vegas. Listen for oldies on 720 CHTN.
We love the music as much as you do. The home of good times and great oldies. Good time oldies, 720 CHTN.
Better place, one oldie at a time. Good time oldie, 720 CHTM.
Next stop on the Canadian Maritime Tour, Nova Scotia. Your best bet is CKBW Bridgewater, Nova Scotia at 1,000 kilohertz, but not for long as this one is moving to FM.
CKBW Weekend Weather Watch will see sunny skies today with some increasing clouds later today. A westerly wind of 20 with highs of minus 6 in both Lunenburg and Queens counties, and highs of minus 3 in Shelburne County. Snow on both Monday and Tuesday with highs expected near 0 degrees, and then on Wednesday we'll see a mix of sun and cloud.
On the air at 1000 a.m. and online at ckbw.com. The spirit of the South Shore, CKBW.
Any number of other stations could be potential targets. The most powerful signal in Canada and the United States on 1340 kilohertz is CJLS, Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, with 4,000 watts at night.
News first on CJLS.
It's minus 1 degree at 3 o'clock. Good afternoon.
Other Nova Scotia radio stations worth trying for are CBI Sydney at 1140 with CBC Radio 1 powered by 10,000 watts omnidirectional. 920 CJCH Halifax with the Team Sports Network, and Oldies 96 CHNS Halifax, Nova Scotia, a good target, but don't get it confused with Good Time Oldies, CFFX, Kingston, Ontario. Moving on to New Brunswick, an easy catch for many DXers, CBA Moncton, New Brunswick, broadcasting CBC Radio 1 at 1070 kilohertz with 50,000 watts omnidirectional.
This is CBC Radio 1, 1070 AM Moncton.
Interference is from Information Radio CHOK in Ontario. For a more challenging target, try CKHJ Fredericton, New Brunswick at 1260 kilohertz, most of the time IDing only as KHJ.
Today's country, KHJ, all over the radio, 1260 AM, 103.5 and 95.1 FM. Good evening, Dan Woodley here with you on this Saturday night. John Michael Montgomery in there as well. How was I to know? Story of My Life from Jessica Robinson and Natalie, Emily and Marty, the Dixie Chicks, and Goodbye Earl, kicking off the 9 o'clock hour, and another 30 continuous minutes of commercial-free music here at KHJ. Foster Martin Band on the way this hour. We'll hear from Wade Hayes, Farmer's Daughter as well. Here's Rodney Crowell and Johnny Cash, and I Walk the Line.
Interference is from Radio Disney in Boston. Here's an actual legal ID, although Murphy's Law of Propagational Fading did its best to interfere. CKBC Bathurst, New Brunswick at 1360 kilohertz is another one worth keeping an ear out for.
Peter Rassett in the morning. Today's best music 24/7. CKBC Bathurst.
here's one in French from New Brunswick. CJVA Caraquet at 810 kilohertz. Heard here interfering with WGY Schenectady, New York. And there you have it, a whirlwind tour of the more potent signals from the sought-after Canadian maritime provinces. While you're aiming your antennas that way, the state of Maine has a new radio station, now the most powerful AM station from the Pine Tree State during the day, with 10,000 watts at 780 kilohertz. WTME, Rumford, Maine, moved here from 790.
AM 1240, WCNN. WKTQ South Paris, WTME Rumford, a service of the Gleason Radio Group.
780 WTME simulcasts 1240 WCNM Lewiston. The best time to listen might be during transmitter site dawn, when they power up from just a few hundred watts nighttime to 10,000 watts. Sometimes the ionosphere will support skywave skip for 2 or 3 hours after sunrise, so give this a shot in the morning. If you're finding the cold North Atlantic air to be less than desirable, a new radio station in the Caribbean has signed on the AM expanded band. WDHP Frederiksted, U.S. Virgin Islands at 1620 kilohertz, being received by DXers across the country with a mix of syndicated talk, local talk, IRN news, and Caribbean music. WDHP Frederiksted, U.S. Virgin Islands, simulcasting with 1290 WRRA and 103.5 WAXJ. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73 and good DX.
The DX Audio Service.
This is American, the American Broadcasting Network.
There's nothing else quite like it.
Really?
Mark Dernberger on the road again for the DX Audio Service, and this time we're in the high desert of the Intermountain region of the country in eastern Utah, where we're laying out a 2,000-foot beverage antenna. The date is October 28, 2001, and our plan is to do some daylight recording of stations along the axis of the beverage. Well, let's begin with 1270. That rather unwholesome sound you hear is just plain old noise on the band. But that's with the Kiwa loop. You hear me tuning it there. There is something in the background. We're using a Sony 2010. And when we plug the beverage in, we're going to use the additional gain in the front end of the preamp in this receiver by pushing the jack partway in. So we're going to go from the loop to the beverage on 1270. Notice immediately how quiet. That station is KGUG in Tulare, California. How about 560? Thank you. you very much, guys. Just for grins, 560. Let's put the loop in and see what we can do with 560. There's the loop. You hear me tuning it. And we'll put the beverage back in. Boy, I guess there's not much doubt about this thing.
Milligrams of magnesium citrate,
all right,
as opposed to 200.
Here's 760 on the loop.
The citrate is the more,
and we are looking right form at Denver. I think it's Thornton, is it not?
Which is not in the other type formulas. But now you're getting 120 servings.
All right, that's with the loop. We grabbed this one particularly because Thornton on 760 should be right down the bore site of the beverage antenna. So let's switch and see.
All around the values and certainly the right type of minerals here. Here's the phone number again. It's 800-772-4554.
The sideband splatter you hear is coming from KOL in Price, Utah.
For the special, when you order two jars of CalAbsorb, you'll get two more absolutely
800.
Ministry by calling us at Macedonia Baptist Church, 303-377-8821.
That's Brighton, Colorado.
And we can provide for a donation.
Now that's coming off the beverage. Let me put the loop in and see if we have any luck at all out here with the loop. That's there a little bit. But there, if I turn the loop, I'm now getting Brigham City, Utah. Exactly 90 degrees off the beverage. And right along the beverage, we're going to go back and hear Brighton, Colorado. Here's 1500 on the beverage. And that, of course, is KSTP in St. Paul, a long way away for the middle of the day. Without the beverage? Back in again. I bring you all of these not to say how much smarter the beverage is than the loop, but just as a sort of a table setting here for our project this afternoon. The next thing we're going to do, now that we pretty much know that the beverage wins hands down, is we're going to work the beverage against a counterpoise, a electrical ground that we're going to build out here in this dry desert. An array of copper that is essentially a ground to radio frequencies, radials in a circle with the common point, the center, right here at the beverage antenna. Well, we've just laid out 12 radials, and it may sound pretty simple. It's just the blink of an eye here on this tape, but imagine walking out 12 radials, each one of them a little over 200 feet long, more or less fanning them out in a complete circle and bringing them all back here to the control board, if you will. And that's where we are now, and we're ready to try a couple of things here.
It already sounded, and when he ran over the top of it.
All right, here's a 780 KKOH Reno off the back side of the antenna.
And the tackler came over, Ronnie Hurd, and hit him late.
4.5 minutes left. No gain, second and 10, 14 yards.
Now, let's try adding grounds.
You want a guy who's cocky that can fix that thing that Grandma gave you 50 years ago. So do you use Elmer's or super glue?
Rusty Humphrey, afternoons 3 to 6 on News Talk 780 KOH. Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk 780 KOH.
8 seconds remaining in regulation time, and we have to use that term now because the Bears with a touchdown and two-pointer could tie it up. Shane Matthews will work out of the shotgun.
If I disconnect the ground,
Thomas cuts to his left, breaks downfield, gets all the way down to the 13-yard line.
That is with no ground.
Isn't slowed down. far, the 49ers wanted to take them a while. If they can make them use,
and there is a ground on it.
They get in, that's in San Francisco's best interest.
Now we dropped to 1540. That's Waterloo, Iowa.
Brought to you by the American
with the counterpoise connected.
And the Ad Council.
Currently it's sunny and 40 degrees. News Talk 1540.
And there's what happens when we lift the counterpoise. Mark Dernberger on the road again for the DX Audio Service. We're going to come back here tonight. This is the day we switched back to a standard time, so it gets dark a little earlier. We'll take advantage of that and do a run of the clear channels as long as we have our antenna set up. We might run into some surprises. Who knows? Well, it's nighttime here on the desert. We have most of a moon, although there are some clouds coming in, but there's enough light to see and hear by here. There are some clouds coming in, a light breeze has picked up, and the temperature is down to about 50. We're set with a Sony 2010, an 1,850-foot beverage, which is set up carefully to account for the change in the terrain of the desert floor to be almost perfectly level on its way to the east. We have not terminated the far side of the antenna, so we expect pickup off both ends of the antenna. And that's the intention here, because with our 70-degree bearing, we ought to be able to pick up stations from the left coast, as well as the heartland, and maybe as far east as, hopefully, as Nashville, Tennessee. So let's get rolling on this clear channel band scan. We'll start at the top end of the dial. It is local sunset in California, so we know that the paths ought to be open in both directions, but we'll start at the top end nevertheless and start looking for signals from the east. Beginning with 1560.
We know that the Great Truffle Con abandoned.
And of course, I put the lie to it right there, because 1560 that we hear is coming out of Bakersfield, California. There's a little bit of music in there from Abilene, Kansas, which is right down the bore side of the antenna.
I'm sure some of your listeners have
been. 1540 could be Southern California, could be Waterloo, Iowa. I also hear a little bit of Villa de Ceres, Sonora, Mexico. This, of course, the famous Bahamian clear channel that's occupied by ZNS. Well, no terrible surprises here. And if the antenna were terminated, I would expect that we would more or less focus on Waterloo, Iowa. Although, Waterloo has a null directly in our face. All right, 1500. Mid-afternoon today, we were doing better than this on KSTP without the benefit of a lot of SkyWave. So what's it like back in my native state of Minnesota? I do. There was a big blizzard. We moved during that blizzard.
Tonight's forecast partly cloudy skies. We'll see a low drop to 40 degrees. We have a southwest breeze out there right now, but a front
will push through. 1170, the Radio Ranch. Oh, that's pretty cool. Let's tune off the sideband a little bit.
Then came the dawn, the day you left me.
That's so cool. Nighttime radio can be so much fun when you're picking up a station that's three states away and it comes in like that. Okay, Let's go to 1110. There we go.
1110 KFAB, your home for all.
Okay, well, we know what that is. And that is not surprising. They've got a big lobe in this direction. By the way, if you're not aware, the fifth edition of the NRC Nighttime Antenna Pattern book is out, and it's well worth the investment.
News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Okay, it's available, of course, through the Publication Center in Mansfield, New York. And the drawings and the coverage maps are updated, so they're even more useful now than before. 850 is Denver.
Their Enterprise Architecture Solution offering, Advanced Systems Group, or ASG.
Boy, I tell you what, if that hadn't been bombing in, I would have given up.
Disaster recovery, data protection, network design, and enterprise.
Let's go. That's KOA. Let's try 840. That's a mess. Try to get away from the sidebands of KOA. Try 830.
It's an investment group, you know, through the highways and byways and a lot of negative connotation that we run into because the enemy's busy, man. That devil, he's busy. Wouldn't you like to have somebody recommend to you? And I'm not going to pound Jesus Christ down your throat. We don't do business that way. We just don't. I just want to
the Bible thumper is, pardon me, he said he wasn't going to pound Jesus Christ.
I don't condone, criticize, or judge another. I better look
at myself. Is Tucson on 830.
You know, God's eyes, you know, we're basically just servants is all we are. But we're warriors trying to make a difference in other people's
way in the background, you heard the bong of the CBS network.
You know,
at what would be 9 o'clock Minneapolis time and WCCO way in the background. 810 off the backside. Here we have KGO in San Francisco.
One witness says some people begged for mercy, but the gunman did not.
All right, let's go to 700. That country's coming out of KWLW in Salt Lake City. We're about 140 airline miles from Salt Lake City. And putting that station on the air at night totally destroyed WLW out this way, didn't it? I don't know what the FCC was trying to prove, but hey, no opinions on the news. 680 KNBR.
Listening to the World Series on KNBR 680.
I just said that.
Now let's go back to the stadium and Joe Morgan and me. Danny Bautista battling it out.
Okay, there's no surprise there. Although I suppose if we didn't have a good path to the west, such as, you know, just before sunset, we'd probably hear KFEQ in St. Joseph, Missouri. 660. And now we hear KTNN, the Navajo Nation. While this too is off the axis of the antenna, it does put enough signal up this way to be usable. Okay, and 2650 we go. I was hoping we'd hear Nashville in here. Let's see if I see, here's the problem. Here's 640. It's just smoking in here. My goodness, another great clear channel bites the dust. Well, let's finish with 640.
I understand they've gone
for a little more.
With the lead story. The entire front page.
To the audio.
This war is a fraud. And they're not alone in reporting this. As a matter of fact,
well, your CBS station there in the background, under KFI,
has turned on us as far as the media goes. All of it.
Well, we're going to put everything away and call it a day. A bit disappointing, wouldn't you say? This nighttime band scan using this super beverage antenna out here in the desert. Propagation may have been a reason why we didn't do better, from the north especially. We'll have to check the indices and see whether or not there's an auroral condition tonight. That might account for the problems we had with stations to the north. Thanks for sharing that with us. My name is Mark Dernberger. I'm the rookie on the DX Audio Service, and we love to travel around and move our antennas and radios to different places and try different pickup patterns and different radios. We'll see you next month with another clear channel band scan. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. And now a publication review by Richard D'Angelo. The Early Days of Radio Broadcasting by George H. Douglas. Precisely how and why radio developed the way it did is a fascinating story, which the author addresses with great authority. This book is of interest to both the specialist and the general reader. The history of radio broadcasting concentrates on the years between 1920 and 1930 in the United States, when radio was rapidly growing and changing. It covers all the important areas in the development of the radio industry: business, programming, regulation, finance, the manufacturing of radio sets and equipment, the development of technology, the rise of radio networks, and the flowering of radio as a medium of entertainment and news. By covering the gestation years of commercial broadcasting, the book teaches a great deal about the style and cultural significance of present-day radio and television. Radio could have developed along different lines, such as the public monopoly status it enjoys in many other countries. Program offerings may have been better or worse, but it sure would have been different in either case. The story, as told in this interesting book, precisely covers how and why radio developed the way it did in the United States. The book takes the reader back to the earliest days of radio and the founding of KDKA. It follows radio as it grew from its formative exploration years, looking for a serious role to fill before it became a serious entertainment and information business. It tracks the early growth in advertising and the development of radio news, the formation of networks and the use of sportscasting, and the spotty record of educational broadcasting is covered. The early days of radio featured many forms of music, from classical to jazz to pop to country. As formats developed, the broadcast day slowly expanded. Finally, the book takes us through the development of one of the radio industry's most famous of its early shows, Amos and Andy. The decade of the 1920s saw radio develop from a mere amateur pastime into a full-fledged business and entertainment medium. No other decade in the years since its founding were as explosive as the 1920s. Douglas's work deserves serious attention because of the importance of this period of time that it had on radio broadcasting development as an institution in American culture. The book's title again is The Early Days of Radio Broadcasting by George H. Douglas. ISBN number is 0-7864-1199-6.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side two. The Big Deal.